Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samahit Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Guru Vahe Pacharane Nidusse Prasunyavari Prasukati Desitare. Now, take a moment and think about the last time we were sitting here. It wasn't very long ago, but we spoke and we chanted and we spoke and we chanted and we chanted Java, and we did some struggling with our mind, and of all the things that were either said or that you were thinking during or in between your japa, think of what was the most important thought you had that you think will most help you with your japa. And when you have located that thought, what will bring you closest to Krishna or closer to Krishna with your japa, just raise your hand so I can just see when you have your thought. Okay. Raise your hand if you need more time. Prabhu, could you play the harmonium? There's something. Just a melody of a Bengali bhajan melody. I'll read a few verses from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali about the holy name. Extracting the four syllables that are the heart of the four Vedas, Lord Hari makes the word Narayana. Day and night, chanting this name, we become purified. We do not know any better way to please Lord Hari. Author unknown. Let the twice born enter into the fearless kingdom of yoga, Vedic study, and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we will spend hundreds and thousands of births chanting the holy name of Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments are like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. By Sri Ishwara Puri. This one is by Srila Rupa Goswami. I am drowning in a painful, fathomless whirlpool of repeated birth and death. O Lord, O friend of the shelterless, O effulgent moon of mercy, this one time quickly extend your hand to save me. O Lord Yaruvendra, I am fallen. When I remember your name, Dinabandhu, the friend of the fallen, I become encouraged. And when I hear that you love your devotees, my heart trembles. By Sri Jagannath Sen. O Lord, no one is more merciful than you. And O Lord, no one is more pathetic than me. I am very lowly and fallen. O Lord Yarunath, please reflect on my case and do to me whatever is appropriate. Author unknown. This is something from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Harinamchintamani. Those who attempt to take up devotional service on the merits of their individual intelligence and mental expertise will find that all their endeavors are fruitless. Lord Krishna's mercy is the prime cause of all successful work. One who does not aspire to obtain the Lord's mercy is indeed a very unfortunate soul. What I'll read now is words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We should constantly pray to the holy name for his mercy. The only real necessity in this human form of life which can produce the only true value is Hari Kirtan. Leading a life of lethargy in the name of worship and solitude is one type of deception. Meaningless poverty in the name of renunciation is another. These are unnecessary as they obstruct Hari Kirtan. Hold off living in a secluded cottage for many lifetimes, for your mind will lead you to engage in subtle or hidden sense gratification. I advise you rather to begin by engaging your every act in the service of Krishna. With this mental attitude, we should attempt to spread the glories of the spiritual master and Mahaprabhu. And in this way, we will win Mahaprabhu's blessings and be able to truly worship the Lord's name. If one is interested in advancing and chanting Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that one be humbler than the grass and more tolerant than a tree. One should not be very proud of his intelligence, but should give all respect to others. In this way, one can chant Hare Krishna offenselessly. And this one is from one of Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam purports. As soon as we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, as soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the form of Krishna, Rama, and their energies, and that is the perfect stage of trance. One should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna, but when the chanting is performed offenselessly, the Lord will automatically reveal himself to the view of the chanter. The chanter, therefore, has to concentrate on hearing the vibration, and without extra endeavor on his part, the Lord will automatically appear. Okay, please take your beads, and remembering the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and C.C. Gornatai, please chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, we'll chant for a half hour now, and then we'll stop for a few minutes. But please try to focus on hearing the holy names and all the other topics we spoke about in the morning, but try to hear the holy names of Krishna. Remember the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, your Guru Maharaj, C.C. Nittai and Gaur, and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. You can face the deities, the Mataji's can be on the other side, the Pitaji's on this side. If you like, you can move over there. You can sit where you are, as you like. But concentrate on the sound vibration, on hearing. Every once in a while I may say something to remind you, but keep focused. Please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Chani, the window. Be determined. Be determined to hear one mantra. Focus on hearing a mantra or one name of Krishna. Try to hear the sound Hari. Rama, 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 Hari, 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 Krishna, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari. Try to be conscious. Bring your consciousness into your chanting, into Krishna's presence in the holy name. Be determined. Just try to hear one name of Krishna. How wonderful. One mantra. Be determined, and wherever your mind wanders, just bring it back to the simple task of hearing Krishna's name. Krishna and his name are the same. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram, Hari, Ram. Be determined to hear one mantra, one name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, it's now 5 minutes before six. I've made a great blunder in timing. I said that I would stop the chanting after 30 minutes. I lied. Or at least I didn't fulfill my word. We chanted for an hour and a half. Thank you. Such nice chanting and very inspiring for me to be in your association. Thank you very much. We have a few minutes. We should break at six because at 6:30, we'll begin kirtan, and then we're going to visit Vrindavan. We'll visit Vrindavan through the medium of kirtan and Krishna Katha. Is that true? It's true. Anyone like to comment on their chanting? I had a feeling that no one wanted to comment. Oh, yes.
Definitely much better than previous days when I was chanting.
I also felt like that.
Focused and, I guess, you know how to get back when your mind wanders.
So yeah. Did you come up against, or any of you, but sort of issues while you were chanting that that perhaps keep you from Krishna, serving Krishna?
Yes.
I did. Yeah.
Huh?
You're talking to the wrong person. Tell him. Those negatives turn to positive when we take them to Krishna. When they turn into humility, our debilities turn into our wealth. When we become humble and take shelter of Krishna and take shelter of the holy names, unless you are merciful to me, what hope do I have? What hope do I have? I heard one lecture that Prabhupada was saying, because sometimes I think that it would make it so much easier if, like, Krishna would just like show himself to me one time and like stand there. It would make it so much easier. And then, but then I heard this lecture of Prabhupada where he said something, an example we already know, that it doesn't even work if I ask the Prime Minister, you know, just come for 1 minute. Come here for 1 minute. Or even Bill Gates, you know. Come here, Bill. It just doesn't work. I mean, who do I think I am to be able, you know, okay, God on demand. Just doesn't work. If you have qualification, if you have qualification, then it's so easy. And then the whole world comes. But so what? I have to face the reality that I'm not actually qualified. And it's very hard for a conditioned soul with a big, big false ego and a wild mind to face the simple, stark reality that is obvious to everyone else, but not me, that I'm just not very qualified. So, take that, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, take that truth and turn it into humility, and let that coat your chanting. Coating the chanting means, oh Krishna, unless you're kind to me, unless you give me mercy, what hope do I have? Not to be saying that all the time, but that mood. We chant in that mood and Krishna really he becomes attracted. If one is interested in advancing, this is from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in chanting Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that one be humbler than the grass and more tolerant than a tree. One should not be very proud of his intelligence, but should give all respects to others. This is the opposite of what the false ego wants us to do.
exactly the opposite. The false ego says, everyone should give respect to me. And if someone is disrespectful to us, we get very insulted. In this way, one can chant offenselessly in a humble state of mind. Okay, 6 o'clock, ekdam paka. Let's stop, and because it's a half hour only, so go and run around, see if who could be the first one to catch a kangaroo or something. You can tie the kangaroo down, right? That's all right. Okay, so I'll see you at 6:30, and be ready to go to Vrindavan, go to Braja, on the boat of the holy name. Sri Harinam Prabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Gaura Nithai ki jai, Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Devi ki jai.